Cannon Show.
Hey, listen, it's almost Friday. Not quite yet. Thursday morning, 6 o'clock, right on the money. This show's starting on time today.
Hey.
Look out. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. By the way, you were looking at 25%, one quarter of the championship foursome from the 2025 Help Southern Nevada Golfers Roundup. So the fact that we did not do a live show yesterday, it just, I want you to know it was all worth it.
Yes, it was. That's what we wanted you to come back with.
Mm-hmm.
You go, Chetty.
There was no trophy, but I'm going to get on the committee and change that next year so there's a trophy.
Listen, I love that. It was also disgustingly hot outside, so I'm even more impressed.
I think it was so terrible.
You didn't think so?
No, it was fun. Our buddy Matt Guntarek from Fox 5, who does weather in the morning.
Yeah.
He hit me up and he's like, oh, hot out there, huh? And I'm like, no, last year was really bad.
Really?
Last year, this time of the year was hot.
Oh, actually, I think you got a lot of sun last year.
Yes, it was 105.
I love that we're like, it was just 105. Nothing too hot.
That's how I feel about it.
I know.
Though.
I feel the same way.
You grew up here. I know you were gone for a long time.
I think I say it because I went out to my car yesterday to get something. For whatever reason, I was like, yo, it's way too hot. I need to go back. I can't do anything today. It was that hot to me.
I can't do anything.
I can't do a thing. It's too hot. It was 1 p.m. also, though. So it's, you guys start early in the morning. You get it going. Was it 1 p.m.? Was it? Okay. By your silence.
Well, I don't know what you're doing.
When I went out yesterday.
Oh, I understand.
It was 1 in the afternoon.
I do understand.
Yeah, so quit messing around.
I am messing around. That's how I get paid to mess around. That's pretty much in the job description.
All right, great.
It's to just mess around.
Okay, well, was it 1 p.m. yesterday when you were golfing or it was early?
What was the horrible thing? We were done about 1. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When you guys start golf, it's nice and early in the morning.
And when you went to get the mail.
Yeah, it was 1 p.m.
Four steps outside.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, I can't do anything.
Yeah. Diva alert. Too hot. Going back inside.
At all.
Can someone get my mail?
It's warm enough. I get it. I do.
Yeah.
It's warm enough.
Yeah, it was. For me, it was. But I'm glad you won.
You're fired up today. I like this.
So am I coming off fired up?
No. You're wound. Some days I come in like that.
Yeah.
Some days I come in hot.
Yeah.
It's not normally you.
Yeah.
You normally take a minute. Oh, I know why. Because the long-awaited birthday decorations. Finally, that's why you're wired. That's
straight.
Why you're fired up, because you've been in here plotting and scheming and working.
Yeah, I was blowing up balloons. Pissed me off because I don't know how to tie them that well.
Yeah, it's a hard thing.
Yeah, dude. Broken nail.
And by the way, Chet, I don't know if you've heard this this week at all.
Hold up. I got to investigate this really quick. Same broken nail that nearly shut down you. Okay, so it's too hot to go out and do anything. Then nearly your show almost got shut down the other night because broken nail. Is it the same broken nail or a different one?
Different.
So now you've got two broken nails.
Yeah.
Oh, and then you got that finger that doesn't have a broken nail.
Yeah, I got one that broke tying balloons. My fault. Another nail that broke the day I got my nails done. Haven't had time to get them redone, so I'm pissed about that too.
And then that finger that's my last birthday present.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks.
My nail actually might be in one of those balloons. You might want to check when we're done.
All right. It's okay. It's like the glitter, you know, that's in them. That's fun.
100% nails and glitter.
So when are you going to go get your nails fixed?
I don't know. Maybe today. Maybe not.
I don't know, unless it's too hot, you can't make it.
I can't go. You know what it is?
Wait, is that okay? Can you go get your nails done? Is it too hot for nails?
No, the AC is right.
What are you going to do in July?
Not have nails.
Or anything.
A life.
No nails, no pants, no life.
Nothing. No, these nails pissed me off because I don't like getting my nails done anyway. I don't have a lot of patience. A lot of women actually share this feeling. So when I go, I want them to be done and not break off.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? And they did.
Yeah, not really, but yeah.
No, I can understand how you wouldn't actually, but it does. It's annoying.
Of course it is. And I try and tie balloons.
Yeah, I'm on top of everything else.
Really? You want to jump back in now, Adrian, or you want to wait?
No, just if you haven't heard this week because the balloons and the decorations, we just wanted to say happy birthday, bud.
For the love of God.
That's all.
Sure.
I don't know if you've heard it all this week, but happy birthday, brother. We love you.
I love you back. It's good. Is it Friday yet? I think I asked that already.
Yeah. Close.
Yeah. We're getting there. We are really, really good. Not relationship rehab. First pick, which could very well be a relationship rehab. And maybe in the future it will be. We'll tell you about it coming up next.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
For the record, I realize that it's 6:22 in the morning. This is not the easiest thing to try and work your way through.
True.
Now, if you have some personal experience, you know.
Yeah.
And again, the old, you just got to talk to him. I don't know applies here. I mean, it does. It does, but that goes for everything. That's the baseline for everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, at some point you got to have a conversation. But okay, if you're just joining, our friend Hot Gabe and her boyfriend, Colton, are going to move in together soon. She doesn't like his furniture. Ugly, I believe, is the word she used.
Ouch.
How did that work when you and Lisa moved in? Is it fine?
Lisa had the most beautiful taste. I literally had to do nothing. Like, I was very lucky.
Oh, so it was Lisa who would be the hot Gabe in this equation.
Yeah.
I'm going to move in with Michaela. I hope she doesn't bring any of her crap. Did you move it in with her, or did she move it in with you?
Yeah, I moved in with her. I brought some of my stuff. We have the similar taste, though, which, thank God. But it's not always been that case with exes. I did have an ex with some very... eclectic style,
sure,
to say the least, that I hated. I think it's an age thing, though. In my 20s, I hated it. In my 30s, I'm like, well, they like it, so I need to move around them.
Amy and I, same story. We have similar tastes, and to be honest with you, because our tastes are similar, I just don't care.
Yeah, see, I kind of feel that way too. Yeah. Like, I trust her. We're good. Moving on.
It's not that important. Mm-hmm. Now, if we were, because I'm kind of no frills and not particularly foofy.
Yeah.
Is that a word?
1,000%.
I wouldn't
and
know.
A good one.
Foofy. I don't know. Foofy.
I don't know, actually.
But had we, if she was foofy, you know what I mean? I think we might have had a problem.
1,000,000%. Yeah, a lot of people wouldn't think this, but I actually like a lot of simplicity in my house, and so does Lisa, so we're good.
Speaking of foofy, who's on the phone?
We got Brianna Servanek from Old Henderson.
Brianna, are you foofy?
Yeah, not really. I used to be when I had my kids little. They liked all foofy stuff.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Do we have the same definition of foofy? I mean, I'm talking about, we have friends and she comes from money, and he'd like to believe he does. He's made a lot of money, though. He's like in commercial real estate. So he's so good. And they have a room that they call the salon at their house. Yes. Would you like to retire to the salon and have a cocktail and converse? You know what I mean? And
fierce.
it's filled with fancy stuff. I almost said a swear word.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm not. And it's nice. It's nice in the salon.
In the salon?
But I don't have to. I also get to leave the salon.
Yeah. I kind of took foofy as like frilly or like over decorative. Yeah.
That's it.
And I'm not that girl either.
Four Seasons.
No. Yeah.
Or the Ritz. Not even Four Seasons. Four Seasons is not necessarily foofy. The Ritz is foofy.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So how does Gabe navigate her boyfriend's ugly furniture?
Spice it up a little bit. See if she can put her own touch on it. Because my ex-husband and I had different tastes. And so we compromised and added a little bit of each of our style. Sometimes it didn't look the best, but at least it was both of us coming together.
Okay.
Yeah.
What I'm envisioning here, that sounds great. All of that sounds great. But at some point, to add yours, some of theirs has to go. And so how do you, I mean, again, you just got to talk to them. Okay, so let's.
Maybe put it in a room.
Okay, so let's say she goes, I hate that armoire. And she says, I hate that armoire. And he goes, I got that armoire from my grandmother and I love it. Well, let's put it in the other room. No, let's put it front and center. In fact, you know what? I've always wanted to make it the focal point of this room.
Yeah.
I want to put the TV in it.
It's gorgeous.
What I love it.
Maybe repurpose it. Like, I don't know, paint it or something to where it'll be okay for her.
You are not.
It's still the same furniture.
What sort of serial killer are you? You're not painting grandma's armoire.
That's what we do at my preschool.
I know.
We refurbish everything. We like it. We do it together. Uh-huh.
Did you say that's what we do at my preschool?
Yes. We repaint everything because we're trying to, like, redecorate rooms. And instead of getting rid of it, we repurpose it and repaint it and stuff.
Love it.
Grandma's armoire? How dare you? You monster. All right. Have fun at Shakira.
Thank you so much.
And fingers crossed that you would get to walk on stage. Now, here's my other question.
That would be awesome.
It would be awesome. Except, would you walk out in front and just be like, let your freak flag fly? What? You know what I'm saying?
No.
Would you walk out in front and potentially fall under scrutiny? You know, by people look at you, they look at Shakira. They look at you, they look at Shakira. Or do you hide behind somebody else and let them take the...
I hide behind someone else.
Okay, good. Well, hopefully you get the chance to find out.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that would be awesome.
All right, hang tight.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Oh, my God, you know what I want. 98.5 KLUC.
How about this good feeling story of the day?
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
So, Michaela, I'm going to go slow with this one just because it's, I had to read it 3 times and then I went, wait, what?
Okay.
So, they're having an adoption event in Virginia this past Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all those deals where, I don't know, they're out in front of the store. Got the dogs in the kennels. The dogs, they've got like pens and stuff. And dogs walk around and people are hanging out. And, oh, maybe I'll adopt them. Probably not, though. They're just going to get some pets. And,
yeah.
Just you know
pet
what
the
I mean?
Dogs.
Pet the dogs and then walk and we'll go to another store.
Yeah.
So this one dog, her name is Sienna. She walks up to this dude, sits down, puts her paw on his foot, okay? And then starts pawing at his leg like there might be something going on.
Yeah.
This shelter dog named Sienna, and they're not quite sure whether she was trained or not. My guess is yes.
Yeah.
Predicted that this guy was going to have a seizure.
No.
Yeah. And his wife, the guy's wife, goes, oh my God, he does have a history of seizures. She gets him out of the sun. She's asking him if he's okay. He can't speak. He was literally starting like he was in the beginning, and they basically rescued him just in time.
No way.
Because of freaking Sienna. Now, they were like, you should probably have this dog.
100%.
She's like, can't do it. We already have 3 dogs. We can't. But the story has gone viral now, and there's plenty of people who are lining up.
Oh, 1,000,000%.
To adopt
but the
Sienna.
Dog was so brilliant.
Yeah. She just walks over. She's like,
yeah, hey bro, you're having a seizure. I'm here to get adopted, but my guy, you're having a seizure, so
sit down,
take care of that.
Get out of the sun.
The fact they didn't adopt her is kind of blowing my mind.
Well, they already have 3.
I get it, but this is a life-saving dog. What a gal.
Okay, this is why your life is the way it is, though, because you're like, give me 7 more!
I know.
But it's like, you don't have time, nor the bandwidth.
But they need a home.
They need a young.
And then I just make my fiance take care of everything.
Exactly. It's your good feeling story of the day.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, so you with me out there.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
That's so funny. 7 o'clock, OL 701 now on Thursday, the 12th day of June, 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. And it was so funny. I was just going to ask you if your dad was still oversharing.
Yeah.
They were, if you missed it about a week ago, Michaela and her dad have grown closer.
Yeah.
Through the passing of her father's wife, Michaela's stepmom, who, and it's really funny because you and I are parallel in a lot of different ways.
Uh-huh.
We both like women. We're both performers.
And that's that.
We both have extraordinarily thick eyelashes.
Absolutely, babe. All of
No, but also, I never called. It's funny. We've never talked about this. I never called my dad's wife my stepmom.
Yeah.
Never once. We had a relationship, but and then as my dad got sicker, and then once he passed, then she and I became really close.
Yeah.
And found out that we really liked each other.
I love that.
Not unlike you and Sherry.
Absolutely.
So then in the aftermath of Michaela's stepmom's passing and her, you know, becoming even closer with her father, they start having more like, and that's the other cool thing as an adult, where you start seeing your parents as people.
Yes.
And if you're lucky, you become friends.
Absolutely.
And so Michaela and her dad are telling stories, and then at one point,
I said, Daddy, why don't you, because sometimes conversations have gotten really sad, so he's getting to this place now where he's getting kind of happy. So I'll say, why don't you share stories about Sherry? Tell me all these great things. And he loves to do it. So I love to hear it. So the other day, oh my God, he was telling me about how they met. And it was slowly, I felt it inching there. And I was like, oh my God, please don't do this to me. But I'm open-minded. We're friends right now.
He's talking about early in the relationship.
Early.
When everything's all
spicy.
Spicy's a great word for it.
He said, we were so romantic. And I'm like, uh-huh. Nope. And I can feel, but I don't want to shut the man down. You know, he's finally getting happy.
He's
finally not crying every day. We're pals. And I've said, I'm your friend. Talk to me. Oh, God. And he did. He let me know that they were a very healthy couple. And I had to say, you know what, my guy?
Like,
I had to say to him, I love that so much for you. And then he said, well, you know what, Mika, I've realized maybe I did tell that story to maybe I took that too far.
Too much.
I said, well, you know what? No judgment, like live it up. But inside I was like, don't ever tell me that story. I'm still your kid.
We're not that good of friends.
Yeah, okay, healthy, don't care. Call your real friends, Rocky. Okay, leave me out of it.
I don't need to see it. I don't need to hear it.
I just read in the grief therapy book that I'm supposed to ask these things. Okay, I don't really want to know. Call your friends.
And then you just said a minute ago, what did he do?
Oh my God. Then he calls me yesterday. He's finally getting to a good place. Calls me. He says, Michaela, I got to tell you the most hilarious story. I just got off the phone with your aunt. Can I tell you this? But I had just got off the phone with a bill company that I was fighting with. Because, you know, I the automatic person. I was irritated. I was so annoyed. I said, I'm not in the mood right now, okay? I'm not going to be receptive to this story. And he was like, oh, okay. And I was like, I'll call you back. And then I hung up and I was like, oh my God. So I called him back. I said, sorry, I was just trying to pay a bill. What was the story? How do I show up for you right now? So then he told me this stupid story. It actually wasn't that funny, but I'm happy he's laughing again, okay? So we're making progress.
No, that's great.
So that felt like a vent session I needed. Thank you. That wasn't even meant for laughter. I just needed to get that out. Thank you for being here for me.
That's what I'm here for. Sometimes we've talked about this many times.
Yeah.
Sometimes they land, and sometimes they just are.
Like, why did I say that
sometimes
out loud?
Sometimes they just are.
On air.
No, it's okay.
But I needed to.
I'm here for all of it.
Thank you, Jenny.
I love all of it.
Thank you.
And I live all of it. Sometimes they don't all land.
Thank you.
That's good, though.
Thank you.
What was the stupid story about your aunt?
Well, they're getting into the dark portion of their humor, which I actually do appreciate. And so her celebration of life is coming up. So they thought that there was a few things that would make it really funny.
Oh, no.
And
you can't. No, here's the thing. People who try to interject that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's like telling inside jokes at the wedding. You know what I mean?
1,000,000%.
When your maid of honor's up there and going, hey, remember that time? And everybody's going, we have no idea what you're talking about.
And the wife is low-key like cringing. She's like, don't say that on the microphone, Sarah. Stop.
And at the celebration of life, you've already dealt with a bunch of this stuff.
Totally.
The people that are there, this is really the celebration
it's
of life
so true.
Is for them
so
to
true.
Be able to have some sort of closure.
Yeah.
So they have not worked all the way through it. And if you're out there doing shtick.
My poor guy.
Out there doing bits.
Grasping at straws.
You know, we got to spice up this celebration of life. You know, let's do a few pranks. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
He's like, this might be funny. And I was like, you know what,
no.
babe? It's just, maybe we just keep it. This traditional.
This might not be the spot where you want to go for laughs.
Yeah. You know what, Rocky Chi? Funny to me and you, not to the public. So let's just reel it in.
Yeah, just keep it.
Yeah, and he did.
And by the way, you're extending this thing. People are, from the minute they get there, people are looking at their watch. You know when they get, you know when they leave and they go, wow, you know, that was really great.
Yeah.
You know what it also means? It was really short.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
If they're looking at their watch and they're going, we got out of there in 45 minutes. It was beautiful.
Everyone's happy.
Maybe I did laugh once.
Yeah.
You know, not at an inside joke, not at a bit.
Yes.
You know, but we laughed, we cried, we got the hell out.
Right. Just remembering a nice story.
Yeah.
That's all.
Simple.
But, you know, the man is laughing again. He's feeling good. So that's the positive.
Yeah.
Thank God for that.
Sometimes that's what you have to do.
God.
All right. Michaela's hometown throwdown. Let's get right to it. Shayna Davis from Rhodes Ranch is going for win number 3. All right. Elio tickets for you. 4 of them. Reserve seats for our advanced screening. If you're calling number 25, 702-364-9898 right now.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Shayna Davis of Rhodes Ranch has put Rhodes up there. Where are they? Hang on. Where'd they go on the leaderboard? Oh, no, there they are. They've got 10 wins overall, tied with Hendertucky Wagon Wheel for sixth place. Centennial Hills in fifth.
Woo!
Best of the West in fourth. Silverado Ranch in third. Aliante in second. Sunrise Manor.
City of Champions.
Leads the way with 23 wins overall. Had a nice day off to rest. How you feeling, champ?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Man, you know what? No, we're good. We're good. I don't know if you heard, yesterday was the Help of Southern Nevada. I don't know why they call it this, but it's the Help of Southern Nevada Golfers Roundup. It's the golf tournament. I don't know why, but they call I guess this goes back. They had a Western theme or something years ago. Golfers Roundup was yesterday. My team won.
Come on.
We won it.
Way to go, dude.
Yeah.
Such a big deal.
Congratulations. We didn't even cheat.
Oh, dang.
No, usually the winners at these things, there's some sort of malfeasance.
Ooh.
I know, right? Business.
Did you say malfeasance?
Funny, yeah. Funny business.
Good word.
Little bending of the rules.
Mm.
No, we played
fair,
legit.
Square.
Won the whole thing.
Got
a nice certificate, box of golf balls, and a gift card to Golf Galaxy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was nice. So, see, it wasn't a total loss that we weren't here yesterday, Shayna. That was really what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like
I
was just all. Well, it was for the kids and the community. Raise a lot of money. So Shayna's going for win number 3 today. Who's our challenger?
That'll be Deanna Nadoku representing Mountain's Edge.
Hi, Deanna. We've talked to you before, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. It's been a while, though.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Yeah, it's been a while. Thank you.
Did you play this game?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, just a review, and I'm sure you know already because I know you listen all the time. But buzz in with your name. And make sure you don't yell out an answer until we call on you, because you never know that you may think that you got in first, but the other person may have beat you to it. And you don't want to just give them the answer. First 1 to 3 is the winner, and your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner, because her last name is Gordon, Michaela Gordon.
This pop star's new album, Man's Best Friend, comes out August 29th, following her new single, Man Child. What's her name?
Yeah.
Shayna.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Is that Sabrina Carpenter? And by the way, naked on the cover of the July Rolling Stone.
Looking pretty fabulous.
Yeah, I mean, you can't see nothing, but she's naked.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
I know, with that long weave. I loved it.
Right. The weave. Yeah, the weave strategically, you know,
covering
like a profile in the. Yes. Yeah, but fellas, worth it. Just saying. Worth the Google search.
Yeah.
Adrian said, like, way ahead of you, bro. One sip for the champ.
This country legend once streaked through Tom Jones's yard. She soon wrote the song Jolene after. What's this darling country singer's name?
Speaking of naked.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Who'd you have there? Who'd you have, Adrian? Could you tell?
I couldn't tell.
Dang it.
I think it was Shayna. I really do think it was Shayna.
Mm-hmm.
Jolene? I'm sorry. Dolly Parton.
Yeah, is it Dolly Parton? Sure is. Yeah. Champ goes up 2-0. That's weird. She was streaking. Was she trying to get Tom's attention?
Dude,
obviously.
It didn't say, but you know, she's kind of a fun and wild girl. And I can read the whole article and see. I just saw it and I thought it was so funny that just came out in an interview. That Dolly's always surprising me.
That's some weird 70s kinkiness.
I know.
Because Tom's well known for being blessed.
Oh.
Yeah. So maybe Dolly thought she, yeah, maybe she wanted to.
Okay.
She's just a woman.
That's
it. What are you going to do? She's
just loving a man.
She's Dolly Parton.
Yep,
she's
that's
just
it.
A woman. What are you going to do?
You're right.
All right, 2-0 for the champ.
Which Kardashian and her drummer husband were booed recently at a WWE event? Wait, who?
One of you answered. Which one was it?
Deanna.
Oh, Deanna. They sound alike.
And I know.
I don't know what it is with people playing this game lately that feel that the quieter they talk, the more effective it'll be. Deanna, are you at work, Deanna? Oh, I just realized. Are you at work?
Yeah, it's okay.
Oh, sorry, Deanna. Yeah, no, we get it now.
Sorry, sis.
We get it now. Mm-hmm. All right, Deanna, what's the answer?
Kourtney Kardashian.
That is Kourtney Kardashian.
It is.
That's very good. All right, 2 for the champ, 1 for the challenger.
A film classic, Living Forever, is headed to the Sphere, and tickets went on sale on Judy Garland's birthday. What's the name of this classic film? I heard Shayna.
I heard Shayna, too. Shayna?
Okay, was it Shayna? All right. Shayna, for the win.
The Wizard of Oz?
This is the Wizard of Oz with the quietest Michaela's Hometown Throwdown ever. Game over.
Let's go.
It's the ASMR version of Michaela's Hometown. It's where all whispering.
Yes, it is.
So.
Way to go, girls.
Shayna, nice job.
Thank you.
Deanna, get back to work. Don't get fired.
Sorry, Deanna.
Okay, bye.
Bye, girl.
Okay, bye. Bye.
I love that when one person starts whispering, everybody does. Just
everybody
naturally.
Whispers. Sure, of course they do. Of course they do. Look at Shayna win number 3. She's now had one of each of the prizes. 4 reserved seats to our advanced screening of Disney and Pixar's animated film.
Elio
at AMC Town Square at an undisclosed date because we don't want you mobbing up.
Uh-huh.
You know. There's a joke that could be made there, but some people wouldn't take it very well. But thank you to our friends at Allied Global Marketing. So, champ, 3-time champ, Shayna, this is fun.
Hi. This is fun.
What prize would you like to double down for tomorrow? What would you like to play for tomorrow? Because you already have Shakira tickets, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've already got tickets for Elio. You've already got New Kids tickets, right?
Yeah.
Which one? They've unleashed the rules for all the business that I've given our company for being fun haters. They've unleashed the rule, and you can win the same prize more than once. Okay?
Ah.
So what do you want to play for tomorrow?
I think the Shakira ticket.
Okay.
Yeah.
And potentially a second shot at the grand prize. Do I have that right? If you can win twice, you can win twice.
Yeah.
Then great.
Bumped up, yeah.
Yeah. I love this.
Let's go.
I love this. So Shayna goes for win number 4. Shayna tries to double down on Shakira tickets. You know what stands in the way between you and her and all those prizes and all that?
Mm-hmm.
You.
That's right.
You. It's you that got to stop her tomorrow on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Perfectly imperfect. 98.5 KLUC.
What's going on in there, Adrian? Third cup of coffee just kicked in, so now I'm fired up.
Now you're charged up.
I'm just checking up on you.
You're all right? Yeah, we good. You're good.
Okay. Just awful quiet in there today. So some days, I'm just making sure.
Mm-hmm. Some days I go with the flow. Other days I get the hot takes.
Some days are just that day.
Yeah, exactly.
And I also, Michaela, you'll appreciate this. I figured it out. Because, see, things seem a little funky, right?
Yeah.
No, they just seem a little funky.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on, who's on the phone, Adrian?
We got Milena Rakowski representing GVR.
Milena. How do you pronounce it?
Milena.
Got it. Hey. Did things seem a little funky?
Of course. It's been like that all week.
Full moon. Yeah. Strawberry moon.
Oh, the strawberry pink moon.
Special moon. Strawberry big moon.
Mm. Hey, I got the strawberry pink hair.
Cutie.
Atta girl. Adrian sucking down some strawberry pink Gatorade.
Yeah, way to go, babe. Not.
Yeah, that was dumb. I regret saying that. Hey, 177 second survey. Our buddy Greg, this guy's got, so he goes, me and this guy are vibing. And I think to myself, should I ask about his fake tattoos? He had a short answer in his head, but he went for it anyway. The guy had a VI over his eye, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So he wanted to know what that was all about. He goes, hey, that's a cool numeral. What?
Nothing. Keep going. I'm sorry.
He goes, that's a cool numeral over your eye. What's it for?
Uh-huh.
And the dude looks at him square in his eyes and goes, it's a Roman number.
Okay. Well,
yeah, thanks for that, sir.
Yes.
He goes, I can tell you now that not everyone wants to discuss their face tattoos. And the short answer to should I ask about his face tattoos is our buddy Greg has come up with the short answer to that is no,
mm-hmm.
that you should not. However, he goes, it's too bad because he had a really cool one that looked like a knife wound and three drips of blood coming out of
Lord
it. But I guess I'll never know what that's about. Do we all know what that's about?
Yeah.
He's claiming he killed three people is what that is.
I don't want to know what it's about.
That's what I'm saying. Face tattoos, I'm like, don't ask. No,
really?
Don't want to know.
Yeah. But if you have face tattoos, aren't you kind of almost screaming to the world?
No.
Ask me about my face tattoo.
I don't think it's for us. I think it's for him and his circle, and they know what it means, and I'm good, baby.
Milena, aren't they begging us to ask about the face tattoos?
You know what? I'm not going to even ask.
Mm-hmm.
Fair.
It's better not to ask.
I'll stay out of it. Adrian's shaking his head vigorously.
I don't want to know. God bless.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good
Fine.
For you.
Fine.
Yeah. I'm good.
they wrote it in the form of a relationship rehab, but it's almost like a face tattoo. It's just a statement. Don't ask me about it, but okay, whatever.
Cool. Good.
My girlfriend goes to work in one pair of under. Oh, he thinks she's cheating. That's what it was. He thought she might be cheating. He goes, my girlfriend goes to work in one pair of underwear, then changes into different underwear before she works out. So she says,
mm-hmm.
because is this really a thing? Milena, is this really a thing?
I would say yes.
It is a thing.
Yes.
It is not a cheating thing.
Correct.
How many, now I realize this is the, but I said it ahead of time. This is a get up in your business edition of the 177 second survey. How many pairs of underwear do you generally wear in one day?
I would say three.
Explain.
Well, morning, afternoon, and then night.
Okay, but why are you changing?
Because it's something it's for the women, and it just feels cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you just do it on principle?
Of course.
Well, okay, because I do understand that. There was somebody else who I asked about this, and they said, yes, they start out the day in one pair of underwear,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Then they're also in radio. They do morning radio.
Mm-hmm.
So they start out one pair of underwear, Then they go work out. That's the second pair of underwear.
Yeah.
So you don't work out in the same chonies. Yeah. You don't work out in the same chonies that you wore already.
Correct.
And then after the workout is a third and separate pair of underwear three times a day.
Yeah.
So do you work out? Right. Do you work out or do you just change underwear because?
No, I work out. I work out kickboxing and boxing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, go girl.
Yeah. But why are you changing underwear before you go work out?
For me, I'll tell you what.
I'm working all day.
I was judging.
Really, I'm working all day.
Yeah, I was judging. But when I thought about it out loud, yeah, I come here. I do my thing. I go home. I shower before the gym. So that's another pair.
Weird.
I shower after the gym. And that's a pair as well. Totally makes sense to me.
So you're three?
Yeah.
Potentially?
Yeah.
If you sing, is it four?
No, because usually the evening is what carries me into singing.
We're way over time on this, but I have one final follow-up question. Do you have different categories of underwear?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
What, the same one that wears three different pairs every day has four different categories.
Yep. So funny.
Work, workout, sexy, and comfy.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Yep.
Yeah, Milena.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wish ones too.
And for some people, they've got separate drawers. It's a whole organization level.
And for a lot of dudes,
absolutely.
And I hate to say this, but I think for a lot of dudes, they might tell you that it's one period. And if they work out.
Oh my!
Well, that's pretty sad.
Just saying.
Dang.
You don't have the satin briefs. Me personally, it's Fenty briefs, but if I have those on, you know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, Chet?
No, I don't.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
By the way, well, okay, to clarify, does that mean if you're wearing the Fenty briefs, that means me and you are getting down?
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to be clear.
100%.
I didn't know.
Okay, happy Pride season. Good for you guys. Love that.
Mm-hmm. Happy Pride.
Right on.
Happy Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
By the way, Milena, let's get this clear as well. Tickets to go see the new kids, the Right Stuff Residency, Dolby Live at Park MGM. You might be trading us those tickets for two barstool seats on stage and two meet and greet passes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I've never done that before.
No.
No.
Underwear not required. I mean, that's on you. That's probably another subject.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 8:03 on Thursday morning, the 12th day of June, 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. The Piero's got sold.
I saw that. I don't know the details, though.
Yeah, it's, well, they got sold.
Iconic, yes.
No, and the new owner says that they are going to preserve it. Like, it's going to remain the same.
Great.
But Piero's, you ever eaten there, Adrian?
No, I haven't. Is this a place I need to go to?
You gotta. It's old school. It's old school Vegas. Jerry Tarkanian, Tark the Shark.
I'm assuming Italian.
After games. Yeah, yeah.
They got chicken parm?
Oh, yeah.
Then I'm there.
You know what's so funny? I've never been either.
What?
Really?
I know.
Oh, that's it. Do they do lunch?
Yeah, dude, can we go?
Better yet, do they do lunch today?
Oh, my God,
well,
yes.
It says here they open at 5.
Well, so. then no. But,
Yeah, I would actually love to go with you guys. Being from Vegas, I still haven't been to so many places, and it's insane.
My wife and I, that's in the rotation of big event dinner.
Love it.
You know what I mean? Like anniversary, birthday.
Yeah.
Or no, I love, oh my God,
right,
I love
it. Right by the convention center. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. When that used to not, like, okay. You know what I mean? Like, so it just happened to be there.
That's so funny.
Oh, I see what you're saying. That it's been there before the convention center.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And don't forget, back in the day, before the Thomas & Mack was built in, what, 83?
Mm-hmm.
And don't ask why I know that. I know that.
That was really good.
Thomas & Mack was built in 83. But before that, when Jerry Tarkanian first came to coach the Runnin' Rebels,
mm-hmm.
back in the late 70s, so then it was practically right across the street because the Running Rebels played at the convention center. And so that was kind of, that became his hang. And you could still, you could sit in the booth that Jerry Tarkanian sat in.
Oh, that's really,
and that many.
That's cool.
And literally, you can kind of go, like when you go in there and it's still that old school white jacket. It.
Oh, I love this.
Oh, yeah. No, we always dress up and we always dress up when we go. And it's sad to see tourists in there with like shorts.
Hawaiian shirts on.
Yeah, and flip-flops mm-hmm. and their hairy toes.
Yeah, listen, I hate that too. Sorry. I miss that part of Vegas when people would dress up. Showrooms, restaurants. Yeah.
If we go, you have to wear pants. If we go, you have to wear pants and closed-toed shoes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All right. What about me? Just kidding. Just kidding.
Yeah, dress me in a suit too, Michaela.
There's so many different ways I could go
with
that.
I know.
I want that.
It
I want
came
that
out
one.
Before I could even use my brain.
I want that one dress that made you look like a mermaid where you tried to jump up on the piano and you slid off on your butt.
Yeah, because the Spanx were too tight. You got it, babe. Thing,
Spanx, dress, shoes, the whole deal, too much.
It was just too much for
no,
me.
No, but yeah, no, I want the eyelashes. I want the whole thing.
That you take us.
No, we're having family dinner.
We have family dinner. I will wear the Piero. Whole shebang.
Pull no, up in God, the tux. Please don't. Just come like.
Okay. I also hear that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll just lessen it a little bit.
But it, no, it's great.
Yeah.
You Let's have go. To, you have to valet.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
You have to valet. Food's amazing. I was making sure to get a martini because literally you can look and you can look across the room and you can envision, you know, back when, oh, Vegas was better when the mob ran it. Well, that's where those guys went to eat.
Oh, come on.
You know?
On.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so we got to be cool in there.
Yeah.
And what do you mean by we have to valet?
No, like there is no self parking.
Oh, they just, they if take
you bring
your car.
You, if you bring your car.
Got you.
Yeah, you got to take it through valet.
Okay. Love that.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's awesome.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
So good. No, good for them. And I'm glad the new owner. So that would be, for me, that would be worth it to go check it out to see if they, like if the garbage salad is still the garbage salad.
Oh, sure.
See, those who know Piero's, you know. They were like, I don't know if Chet's telling the truth. Then when I just said garbage salad, everybody went, ah.
That's our guy. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, relationship rehab. You know what? Let me get it straight. I'm not ready yet. I'm just not.
Great.
Piero's got me all, now I'm hungry.
Hungry.
Well, hungry.
I know. I want some pasta.
Not ready yet.
The Cannon Show.
I laugh all the way to work. Listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
So, Michaela, you know we all have different things that are important to all of us on this show.
Absolutely.
Different things that in different areas that we are all, you know, more of an expert in.
Passionate about.
Expert. I use the word expert.
In this room?
Passionate's a good word, go much better term. Stuff that we think we know about and all of that. So Alex Warren, who sings that song right there, Ordinary, and it's number one song in America for like last 3 weeks, something like that.
Yep.
And what were you just saying, Adrian?
That he is also has a song that is the official theme of WrestleMania 42.
No way.
Coming to Las Vegas right, next then. Year, baby.
Life's good for... Life's good for your boy, Alex Warren. He
knocked off the weekend. Congratulations to him.
What you mean?
The Weeknd has had a song be the WrestleMania theme for 5 years in
Dang.
A row. Streak's over.
What?
It's crazy because of the albums.
That guy who sings that beautiful song.
Hold up. Hang on. There's an official WrestleMania theme song?
Yeah, there's always a theme for every pay-per-view.
Is it like...
It's like a cheesy way to promote a song.
No, I understand,
for
labels and stuff. Oh, but then there's a song that goes along with all of them?
Yeah, because, you know, when they play their promo packages and stuff, that's the song that they'll use.
Sure, so I understand.
It's been the like, Weeknd so for then, 5 years.
No, I get it. So then like, do they do... Then they do the national anthems? And then does everybody remain standing for the official WrestleMania theme song?
Is no.
You still do that?
Just the video.
Just awkwardly walking around.
WrestleMania. Can you sing the most recent one? Here, let me turn this down. Can you give me
The Weeknd from last? Or it was Travis Scott. The Fiend. Travis Scott and Playboy Cardi. Fiend. It was very, very annoying.
Oh,
people
so it's not like WrestleMania.
No,
WrestleMania,
bro, it's not a college football game. It's not a marching band.
WrestleMania.
It's not a chant.
Punch that dude in the face. Jump. None of that.
No, none of that. They'll save that for college football.
You know, they should probably do that. What does that have to do with college football?
Well, because you make it sound like a marching band's coming in.
I don't know.
Band halftime
Listen, I was
show.
Just composing on the spot.
Yeah. Michaela, called improv.
Michaela gets it. I like it.
Michaela gets it.
Yeah, I was 100% signed up.
Thank you.
Yeah.
She was about to come in with harmonies, I could tell.
But I wanted to so bad, and then you stopped too soon.
Work on that.
It was Bugs Bunny. Kill the rabbit. Kill the rabbit. Yeah, that's what that was.
No, listen, I would do the anthem for sure.
Yeah, maybe they should do that. Everybody, please remain standing.
Yeah.
For the official anthem of WrestleMania. Yeah. Here's Alex Warren.
Yes.
It comes out. It all sounds, I don't know. Maybe I'll go next time. Just see what it's all about.
All the hype? The glitz, the glamour?
No, just to see what they do with this anthem thing.
Just to sing that song.
Yeah. You'll leave after the song?
Saw what I needed to see.
Sorry, Cody Rhodes.
Saw all I needed.
For he Alex pays $5,000 for a ticket just to see Alex Warren do his thing.
Is there a commemorative cup for this $25 beer? Hang on, let me get one of them glizzies. Gotta before go. I head out. I'm hungry.
All right, bye.
Man, all right then. So we talked about this yesterday late in the show. I'd forgotten about it. Buddy of ours, new girlfriend. He's so in love with her. He takes a picture of her while she's sleeping, idiot, and then posts it on his Facebook. Beautiful day and night.
Aww.
I'm sorry, Michaela. We're not weeding.
I think it's nice.
Huh?
What do you mean? That's what I said the other day.
No, I understand. What's your deal?
I'm still getting serial killer vibes. And so for her to say,
cute.
I know. I
you
like
know
it.
Why? Because she does this.
100%. And I'd like Forget it if somebody did it for me.
I got to be honest a minute ago, and I'm not going to call out who. A minute ago, when we were talking about underwear on the 177-second survey, my boy Chet rocking the blah, blah, blah. And this dude knows what kind of underwear I wear. And I'm like, dude. That you are officially a creeper.
Yeah.
I only know it because you've made reference a number of times on the air. Michaela, you're with me every day.
Yes.
Have you ever heard me talk about what kind of underwear I wear? We've done this for a year.
I was rattling my brain. I have no idea.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, but what do you wear? It's like Hanes and what else? But I'm saying there's not that many selections.
No.
All right, I don't want to get
for
into
boys,
it.
There are.
All right. Well, good for you.
Anyway. I'm just saying. So, again, what's one person's,
it's one person's ick.
Is another person's serial killer.
Yeah.
This is not the first time he's done this. I ran this around to a number of people. And Michaela, you are in the minority on this.
Yeah, no, I could see that.
Dare I say, as it stands right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Yeah.
You're on the island.
Good.
Well, no. Yeah, stand up for what you believe. That's great.
Yeah.
I'm just... Yeah, man, don't... Okay. So, let me try and come your way a little bit.
Come on.
So, taking the picture... Okay. Posting it on social?
Mm-hmm.
I thought the rule was men or, okay, wait. I thought the rule was you don't post a picture of a woman on social without her approval ever.
Okay, fair, period, amen. Yes.
But
I don't think it makes the guy creepy or serial killer.
Oh, boy.
And I do find it endearing that he was like, beautiful day, beautiful night. And it's a photo of her little stupid face. I think
while
it's
she's
cute.
Drooling with her hair all over the place.
No way. I feel like she's giving Sleeping Beauty vibes.
My wife would murder me slow if I did that.
Oh, yeah.
To
Amy
her.
Would never. She would never
she
put up with that.
She would murder me.
It'd be over for sure.
Jacoby letting you take pictures of her sleeping?
No, not posting it on socials.
Oh, and definitely not posting it. Mm-hmm. Definitely not posting it.
There's no way. Not because I'm being biased, because my fiance is adorbs. She doesn't sleep like a sicko. Like, she like sleeps honestly like a little dumb baby. She has her stupid hands folded in prayer. She lays on them. Oh, God, she does look so cute. Make me a serial killer. She's adorable, and I would post it.
And this is borderline annoying, too. Yeah. Is she absolutely perfect in every way? There's no flaws to this woman?
Oh, no, there's flaws, but she sleeps cute. Honestly, it's when she wakes up that's the flaws. But when we're, stay asleep, Lisa.
Oh, boy.
Psych.
Hang on. 702-364-9890. Okay, let's see once and for all.
Okay.
You'll have five calls, says it all, and we'll be done.
Okay.
Because nice odd number. We won't end up in the middle.
Let's go.
Taking pictures of your sleeping partner. I don't care who it is. Male, female, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Taking pictures of somebody while they're sleeping and posting them without their approval. It's creepy, right? 702. Am I trying to swing this my direction? Sure.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. But whatever. No, because we know that there'll be people that'll, no matter what we say, Michaela could say, I advocate murder. And, you know, dirty murder. The most vile, horrible thing. And there would be people who would call up just on principle and go, I agree with Michaela, which is great. I love that.
Love you guys.
And we'll put you to the front of the line.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm going to ride solo on this. I see very clearly that I'm. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Yeah. No, okay. Surprise us.
So unauthorized posting of sleeping pictures on social media. Creepy? Oh, no. 702-364-9898. We'll just take five calls really quick. Call us now. Hold on. Let me start that again. Maybe this time you'll hear it.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
So, buddy of ours, reasonably new relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Took a picture of his girlfriend while she was sleeping. Then for some unknown reason, he posted it on social with, beautiful day and night,
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the first time he's done it. And she's like, literally, the girl has told him, you do this ever again. And he's like, what? Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I've run this by a number of people. They're like, no, this is not okay. However, and of course, I agree with Michaela. Go ahead, Lisa.
Obviously, it's a new relationship, but seriously, it is real. I agree with Michaela, yes. I mean, you don't want to take no pictures of me in the middle of the night or in the morning. I mean, I got my face tape on. I got, the curlers.
Right. So do you want some dude doing that to you?
If it's a new relationship, it's way different. Like, a new relationship, and if she looks all, cute, like, Michaela's wife, all, looking cute and everything, absolutely. I think it's so cute. But, later on in the relationship, it's like, no.
Yeah.
Don't post it. So then the rule of you don't post unauthorized pictures on social, what? I thought it was funny. You don't, so that rules out the window.
That rules out the window for new relationships. That's ridiculous.
And I'm so, I'm truly disappointed that there's not more people going, no, my God, don't, because I just forwarded Michaela, bye Lisa. Sorry, I accidentally
hit
the button. I accidentally on purpose hit the button. Michaela, I just forwarded you a text from my wife. Would you please read what my wife sent to me moments ago that I forwarded to you?
If you ever did that to me, I would sew you up in a sheet and beat you. Hot. Kind of, actually. Way to go, Amy.
No!
Good for you, Jen.
Literally.
Yeah, way to make that happen.
You're both idiots. You have no idea. That is absolutely not how she meant that. And you're both freaks.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I guess how you with me out there.
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 9 o'clock, right on the money. It's almost Friday. Not quite.
Let's go.
Thursday, June 12th, 2025. She's Michaela Gorton. He is Adrian Hernandez. Do you believe this?
Maybe.
If you had to guess how many states have you visited?
Oh, man.
You had to guess.
20?
Not just the airport.
10? No,
15, maybe.
15? Maybe. God, I just never thought about it.
If you count airports. Adrian, how many do you think you visited?
Probably 20, 25.
Yeah, because you travel, you know, doing the WWE stuff. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I'd say about 25.
Has that kicked in? Is that a recent phenomenon for you?
What do you mean?
All the traveling?
For that specifically, yes. But when I was younger, I used to do like Madden tournaments. And I would go to NFL stadiums. Yeah, I used to. Well, now they're called esports. Back then, we didn't call it that.
Come on, Adrian.
So we used to, like, I used to travel to go to like tournaments and stuff, which was cool.
I don't know exactly what that means, and I want to know and be supportive.
What do you mean? I would just
play a Madden tournament.
Well, Madden's an NFL game, so you play against, you know, other players that play Madden, and they try to see who's the best Madden player in the world.
They go around the country.
They used to have it at every NFL team, so there'd be a representative for every 32 teams.
No way!
And then those 32 would, you know, battle to see who's the best Madden gamer in the world.
Were you the Browns guy?
Yes.
You were the, like, punt, pass, and kick. You remember that back in the day? Punt, pass, and kick. They'd be one from each team. And, oh, my God.
Oh, my God, that's great.
So you were, in the greater Cleveland area, you were the best Madden player.
I'll put it to you like this. I'll never forget going to a, what is it called? When the parent-teacher conference. And I remember my dad was speaking with the science teacher, chemistry teacher, and I was there with him as well. And I'll never forget, the chemistry teacher goes, Adrian's really been active this year. He's in his folder. He's looking at notes. And what I did at the beginning of the year is I paid to have every play in the game sent to me. Like, and it's a paper stacked paper, and I would need to put it in a folder.
Oh my God.
So instead of buying a new folder, I would put the plays in my chemistry folder. And so at the end of it, I'm like, Dad, hey, by the way, you know just what he so said about me being
Dang!
In the books?
Yeah,
just letting you know. I walked away with $7,000 one year, though. So
I don't give two rips about the chemistry.
Yeah. He's like, I'm traveling, baby. That's so dope.
Okay, well, just to bring this full circle, and then we don't have to spend a lot of time on it. I love learning new stuff.
Same.
So wait, what got you out of it?
Madden, the game wasn't really that good. I shifted to Halo, doing Halo tournaments. And Halo used to be...
Oh, my God.
Used to be something called MLG. Well, you know, HyperX Arena, you know, MLG and stuff where they built the foregrounds for things like the esports arena at Luxor to exist. But it was very time consuming, and I wasn't the best. I wasn't making money like that, but they were being broadcasted online through ESPN, and I've always wanted to be in front of a microphone. So I shifted to the broadcast side of showing these tournaments because I was like, I can get two birds in one stone.
But it's awesome. Adrian.
Being able to travel to play video games is crazy and insane. And shifting that to then do it for wrestling is crazy. I'm living out my 10-year-old dreams, Chet.
Yes!
Pretty dope.
I agree. No, and I love finding out new stuff about you that I know. Like,
no idea.
You could have given me a multiple choice, not a gun. No.
1,000%.
No, he wasn't one of the best Madden players. No.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay.
That's amazing.
Love it.
Well, no, and I wouldn't imagine anybody who grew up here. 5% of American adults have never visited another U.S. state. Now, 30 minutes down the road is California. Another 30 minutes the other way is Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Utah's 90 minutes away. So I would think that would be maybe a little less. And I found it fascinating. It also brings up, so in my little town where I went to high school in Monroe, Washington, also the hometown of Benson Boone, there was a girl named Anna Strom, who is now Anna Nelson, that until she was... I want to say almost 30 years old. She never left our town. So she literally never left the town.
Yeah.
Didn't go to a neighboring town. Didn't go to
That's crazy.
She had never been to downtown Seattle, which is 40 minutes away, right? She had never been to downtown Seattle until she was nearly 40 years old.
That's crazy.
She had gone to Everett to go to a movie like once. And didn't particularly like it. She came from a big family.
Uh huh. Sure.
And the town was growing, and she had everything she needed. She was like, I don't have any need to go anywhere else. Well, don't you want to just go see? No, not really.
Wow.
And she might be one of the sweetest people I've ever known in my life.
I love that so much.
But she never, you know, and so to get to another state, you know, where you grow up there, so Canada's 2.5 hours, Oregon's 3 hours, and Idaho is 3.5, maybe 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see.
You know, a friend of mine just got married when I went to Florida, and he invited his mother to come because she lives in an even smaller place in Modesto, California.
Sure.
They worked very hard for her to be able to get there. And unfortunately, she has an awful fear of traveling, even in a car, even on a flight.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
And she had to miss her son's wedding. It was so sad. It was so awful.
Whoa.
But she has a fear of traveling.
She just didn't want to go.
Can't go. Couldn't do it. So it's great. To me, I'm like, what do you mean you've never been anywhere, traveled anywhere?
Yeah.
But it's like a thing, yeah.
Can't wild. Imagine it. Can't
no
imagine.
Way. No way.
5% of American adults have never visited another U.S. state.
Wild.
And here I am. I want to visit every hockey arena, and then I want to go to every baseball stadium, and then I want to go to every NFL stadium. You know what I mean? And then
yeah.
And then go, maybe go to all 50 states.
Sure.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be great.
Yeah. You will.
It's incredible. All
right. Good feeling stories of the day coming up in just a minute. Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. A kid's going viral for calling 911. Did he save a life? No, not exactly.
Oh, no.
We'll give you more details in a minute.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chip Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
This is a funny thing because you and I are a little different because Michaela with M-I-K-A-L-A-H and me with the name Chet. How many other Chets do you know?
Honestly, I don't know if I've ever met one.
I was going to say.
I actually don't ever think anyone.
So let me ask you this.
Okay.
Do you like your name?
Yes.
You do?
I love it.
How come?
I just think it's beautiful. I do. Stop. I just think it's a lovely name.
It is beautiful to be.
Thank you.
To be fair, it is. It's just a funny answer. We all know
that's
it
is. Actually it's actually such funny. A stupid answer. Well, you know why? May I also tell you? It means one who walks with the Lord, and I love that.
Oh,
that's important to me. So
well,
I love
that's
it.
Weird. Why would you have that name?
Shut up.
Sorry. A lot of people want their names to be more common. Some people wish their names were less common. But overall, generally people like their names. Only 6% said they do not. Count me among the 6%.
Really?
Look, it's mine. I don't know any different. Don't ask me what I wish it was because I don't know if I really have an answer for that either.
Right.
I just know that life might have been a little easier if it were not Chet.
But you know why I love it so much? Because it's so, this is going to sound so kumbaya, but I swear to God, I mean it.
Mm-hmm.
It really is so uniquely you. Like, it's not common.
Right.
You know, it's, I'm telling you, whenever I'm anywhere and I go, oh, Chet, they're like, Buchanan, totally.
Yeah, because
like,
I'm the only
right
one you know.
Away.
So maybe
I
I'm
love
wrong.
Your name.
It also means one who walks with one who walks with the
Lord.
Shut
up! So,
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
The more you know, before we go. Oh, it's almost Friday. Thank you. The United States used to have a lot more time zones than what we have now. A lot more. In the early 1800s, individual cities could decide what time they wanted it to be based on the sun, of course. There were 144 separate time zones.
No. It makes sense, though, because you know how you always say the reason that we do the clock forward and clock back is because people can't agree on if it should go back or forth?
That's it.
So individually, it was like probably the best answer.
That's literally it.
Yeah.
We all agree that we don't want to do it anymore.
Right.
We can't agree on which way we want it to go.
Yeah.
Is it dumb?
I hate us.
Right? And then the easy answer is, well, somebody just make a decision and we'll all figure it out. Which we would.
Yeah.
But honestly, politically, it would be just a nightmare.
Totally.
Because, and then, no matter what, it would just all go down political lines, and we would all just jump on the other side and go, well, that's ridiculous. We should have fallen back instead of springing forward.
A 1,000,000%.
It's nuts. It's nuts. By the way, they finally got it down to 4 time zones in the continental United States by 1883. Okay. So it only lasted, you know, a few years. The last word in the Oxford English Dictionary, it's not Zizix, not like Zizix Road, but it's close. It's very close to that. Zizziva, Z-Y-Z-Z-Y-V-A. It is a type of tropical weevil in South America.
What's a weevil?
Like a rodent.
Like a
rodent. I'm not doing it again, so don't ask. Off the air, maybe.
I'm obsessed
not on the
with you. What was the hand? I mean, even
it was me being there's a little weevil, you know, like a rodent. Yeah, like a rodent. Yeah. Like a rodent of some sort. We really should probably go.
Yeah.
This seems like a good time to make our exit. Don't you think now? Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, C-H-E-T-B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N. Adrian.
Chetty. I'll tell them just to follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. If you want more from me, like my Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez podcast, you'll find all the info on the Instagram. Again, at Heavyweight Radio. That's all I got. Peace.
And Michaela Gordon.
I'm Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-H.
Yeah? What are you doing
That's
tonight?
That's it.
Nothing?
I'm singing at Nowhere Lounge.
Again?
Thursday night again. I know.
Look at you.
Whoa.
Originally, you were going to be in L.A.
That's right, dude. I took a step back. Felt a little crazy. Felt like maybe not the right time to go.
Well, because then, here's a true story.
True.
And this is not political. This is just, you know, it just is what it is. There's no, honestly, it's without comment. It is just that Michaela said, I don't know. Do you think we had a conversation about it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you think? And I said, it's probably concentrated in one area. So Michaela called her friend. Where were you going to go? You were going to go to up
North
in the valley?
North Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of North Hollywood up towards the valley
exactly.
or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was like, who knows? These things are popping up all over the place. Who knows where it could be next?
Exactly.
And Michaela's going, I have to make it from LAX to North Hollywood.
Yeah.
And if I happen to just mistakenly drive into something, I'm not really sure what I would do.
Then, literally, there was that awful accident on the 15, and you were like, listen, girl, that might be a sign.
That's the law.
Uh-huh. That I lost my phone. So she's gonna, we're staying home.
Stay here where it's safe. Yeah. And then we'll see you tomorrow morning. We love you. God bless you. Make sure to tell somebody you love them that you haven't told in a while, because that's huge. It yep. really is. And you can do it. It doesn't cost you anything. It's really easy to do. And be a friend to somebody who might need a friend, because you just never know when you're doing this at just the right time. Speaking of the Lord, working in the mysterious ways. And know this, we love you. God bless you. And thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Bye, Zay.
The Chet Buchanan Show.